My mind is just said, it's white people shit. I don't normally go racial. I don't go racial with this. It's not very often that my mind checks shit. Put an MLK on the fucking shirt. Okay? Don't come at me. I don't do racism. I don't do reverse racism. I don't do side to side racism. But when you said
hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original. All right, welcome out to the Original Grito Podcast, episode 142. We took a week off. Where did we go? Where did you go? My lovely. Where did you go?
Uh-huh.
Gordito. Where did you go?
I like that.
Where did you go? Oh, oh, e, oh, 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 no podcast show. Oh, 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 e, oh. Original Gordito.
Wow.
Explosion sprinkles down from the rafters.
Was that like legit off the dome right now?
Yeah, but God.
Wow, babe. Girl, that was awesome.
What's the name of my show?
The Original Gordito.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen, amen. Wow, babe, I'm impressed. That was awesome.
Thank you. You know, I'm no freestyle artist, you know, but, you know, every now and then, if the mood hit me.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I got into a impromptu rap battle recently?
I do not think so.
Yeah, I had a private party down in Brownsville, somewhere down in the valley. Uh-huh. I took one of the younger local comics that's coming up here in Corpus, and apparently he fancies himself a rapper. I know this about him.
Oh wow!
So on the way back, you know, we're trying to get rid of all the things that we took down there that we don't necessarily want to bring back with us, especially when you're going through a checkpoint. So we're trying to, you know, use all these items before we got there. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, then what happened is he decides that he's going to put on some rap music.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to show me
his skills.
His rap skills.
Okay.
And I was like, well, hold on.
You're like, I got some skills.
He's just not going to let you come into my car and drop some bars. Now let me spit some. You know what I'm saying? I did all right. I used to for fun, you know, parties in college, whatever, you know, for fun. On the band bus, uh-huh. Not the bang bus, the band bus.
Oh, shit.
like back from football games and stuff, uh-huh. Just being goofy and silly. Like I do some funny, you know, always in a humorous.
Very cool.
Humorous thing. Yeah, man. So of course, was it off the dome?
I had to ask.
Yeah, man. No, but we're coming off a good week off, an impromptu. If you want to say we took the week off for Easter's, you could. We did it for Jesus, guys. I mean, I'm not gonna get on here and die on my mama and cussing and the fuck and the shit, the bitch, and on Jesus' death birthday.
Uh huh.
You know, no.
No, we can't do that. But we're back.
Back. I'm trying to, in my head, trying to run through, like, okay.
Like, what have we missed?
Yeah, because now we're trying to catch up on 2 weeks. Where have we been? Where did we go?
Where have you been?
I was in El Paso.
Yes.
I guess we missed that, right? We never got to talk about the
El Paso weekend because that was Easter weekend.
Yes. Okay. So let's tell them.
To start off there, fucking El Paso was amazing. I have, like I said, it had been like 4 or 5 years since I had been at that particular club.
Okay.
I've been back to El Paso since then.
But
first time at that club. And we did 5 shows, all fucking fire.
Nice.
I mean, me.
Wow.
I'm not hating. They know, and it was joked about there, so I'm not like just like calling them out. My boy Juan, the first night, I mean, he did great the rest of the weekend, but the first night he went up there and tried to do some new material about a very dark subject that's going on in his life right now. Of course, we got a good buddy. Bars that's battling pancreatic cancer right now, and he's from El Paso, so we were trying to sell some of his merch out there just to kind of help. Of course, you know he's having to go through his treatments. Yeah. He's not working. You know, the usual man, Israel Garcia. You know, if you know him, if you know me, then you know him. You know, definitely throw him some support. But Juan was trying to kind of write some material, kind of to preface this pitch of like, hey man, if you can show some love and support them. So unfortunately, you know, there's a recipe in comedy.
Okay.
That gets thrown around a lot, and it's tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's going to be eventually the second part of my tattoo. If I ever get around to it.
You mean when?
When I get around to it. So. So he had the tragedy part, and unfortunately, he didn't have the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, some of it was a little bit more than a downer than he anticipated. And the thing is, when you do dark comedy like that, the up has to be greater than the dip, right? You're taking them like buzzkill.
Right. So,
but then you got to like shoot up with like a super strong punchline. I know this is a little inside game on comedy, but. I'm starting to understand more that people kind of enjoy that.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm not boring y'all with that. But as a professional, you know, so he ended up with a struggle set. You know,
his upswing wasn't.
No, because it was new material. He hadn't fleshed it out as much. Mm-hmm. You know, so and it's something that takes to do that, to go that dark, you know, and still make it funny is a skill.
Sure.
It's like, as Chingo would say, that's black belt. Black belt level shit. Yeah.
So what level are you?
Depends who you ask, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not gonna...
No, I was just asking what your thoughts are. I like that, though, black belt.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely, some certain people, you know, I'm a black belt. Mm-hmm. You know, you ask a different group of people, you know, some veterans with much more experience than me, they probably tell you I'm a yellow belt.
I don't even know the colors of the belt.
It's different. I'm going, you know, Taekwondo took about 2-3 weeks. I said the why on the What Did He Say podcast, but I realized after I listened to that episode back, I was like, I didn't go to the why. Why did I say the why? Well, because I went to a no-name recreation center. I couldn't even afford the why. All right, I went to the Gulf Coast Council, La Raza Recreation Center, right down the street from my grandma's house on Sonora Street. Okay, and it wasn't even a boys and girls club. It was seriously just like a warehouse. It's a rehab center now.
Okay.
And it was just like one giant, there's two rooms. There's one giant room that had like maybe two or three pool tables.
Uh-huh.
I think there was a ping pong table.
Okay.
I know for sure there's an air hockey table.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not sure there was ping pong. I think if we had a ping pong, I don't think we ever had the paddles. like shit was missing in the rec center. Like, I went to a rec center like in the fucking movies, bro. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got myself a little, like a little street education. Going there because I lived in the hood, I was bussed out of the hood to the magnet school, to the fine art school.
Right.
So the summers was my time to kind of piddle around the neighborhood, and my mom of course didn't want that, so she signed me up at this rec center.
Yeah.
In the hood, and of course those kids are there too.
Yeah.
You know, so I learned all sorts of things, you know, and I did well. I did well in that environment because what helped was I was a good pool player.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, my dad played. My dad played a lot of pool, and always had me in the bars, and so you know would give me some quarters and here go shoot pool while I finish this beer kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when I went in there and I was a younger kid, I think maybe I was Louis' age. I think maybe I was about 9 years old, and was able to you know shoot decent enough pool to play with the teenagers. That gave me instant. Credit.
Yeah, you got those bragging rights.
Yeah. You know, because I could play. I could play doubles, you know, with somebody and not fuck them up, you know.
Nice. At such a young age, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and in there, you know, they had taekwondo lessons.
Uh-huh.
Right, but that was extra, right?
So you had to pay for that.
Yeah, that was extra, so that's... So I told my mom, I was like, Mom, you know, and it wasn't a lot. It was like seriously cheap. It was just like one of the counselors there
did
the lessons.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think it was like 20 or 25 bucks. And that was pretty much paid for the outfit, for the gi and
nice.
The belt. And so, but she normally pick me up when she would get out of work. I think she was teaching summer school that year or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, so... You know, and then summer school ended, and she's like, she's ready to go home.
Yeah.
She's like, no, or I'll bring you back. And of course, she'd never bring me back. You know, so that's how I ended up going to 3 weeks.
That's funny.
I did get me a strike, though. I did get me a strike. I do remember that.
Nice.
I remember the electrical tape after I told the story and what he said. I was like, hey, I had a strike, too. I do remember getting a strike. I was learning my little forms and shit.
What do you mean the electrical tape?
So it's like when you're not ready to move up a belt, but like you've demonstrated like some knowledge or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like you know that's how they keep track of. Okay, that you're ready to test.
Very cool.
To go up, yeah.
3 weeks, babe.
Shoot. No, I'm saying, girl, shooting pool, throwing kicks, eating corn nuts.
Living the life.
That's where I think I told the story on maybe those Vatos Locos podcast. The only time I ever like really remember stealing something straight up, but I stole a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on here? Or?
I'm not sure if it was here or there.
That's where it happened. Because they used to show movies. There's this like little classroom off to the side. They used to show movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I wanted a pickle real bad. Man, I love them.
You still love
I
some
still
pickles.
Love pickles, and Lindsay got it from me.
Yes, she did.
Mouth is watering, let me drink some of this. We'll get to this in a second.
Lindsay loves her pickles, too.
She loves her sour stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing, I don't remember the movie. I just remember going in there, and I looked under the table,
mm-hmm.
and there's the bucket of pickles that they would sell out of the office. And there was a bucket there. So I'm like sitting right by it. In the dark, and I'm like leaning back, like slowly trying to crack it. Like I would wait for like a loud scene in the movie, or like I cough a little bit. But what was that? Oh, I got a bad cough. You need to go home. No, I'm good. I'm good. Don't worry about it. You know, wait for an explosion or something, just to get it enough that I can get my hand in there. Get that pick. And then, of course, it smelled, right? I'm not a fucking great thief. You know?
No.
People, now thinking back, like, people had to have known.
Been like, who the fuck is eating the pickle and not sharing?
Yeah, who opened up the... Not even a pickle, because you could... I mean, I don't know, have you ever opened up one of those giant 5-gallon buckets of pickles?
Yeah.
That shit stinks. Mm-hmm. It stinks, because it's literally 5 gallons. Of pickles and pickle juice. It's probably warm.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I used to, when they were doing them down here for fundraisers at one point, there was a couple like baseball teams and stuff, mm-hmm. that were selling the 5 gallon
warm
of pickles.
That just sounds gross.
But then you got pickles for the year, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't eat them as much as I do.
But I do like
some sour stuff. Like that's what we're shipping on right now. We're shipping on a little bit of ranch water, some Topo Chico, some lime, and some Pie Tequila.
Yeah.
Given to us by friend of the show, friend of the podcast, friend of the Chingo Bling Tour, Sean Valdela. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for this.
Appreciate it.
I finally got to try it.
We've been drinking it all weekend.
And it's amazing.
So that's why we had to pour tonight, so that we wouldn't all be gone.
Very true. It is amazing.
Yeah. And I'm not putting the bottle on the screen because they're not, but they can cut me a check. Thank you, Sean, for the bottle. Appreciate it. For sure. But yeah, El Paso's dope. Had some great shows out there. Even though I did go to New Mexico.
Yes, you
sample,
did.
To sample the agriculture. Uh-huh. Sampled a little bit too much before one of the shows. Ended up having one of my anxiety attacks right before the show. Like before the show. And was able to turn it around and fucking rocked that shit.
That's amazing.
And I get off stage and Chingo's like, you should have panic attacks more. before you go up. Cause that's what I get. I can't get too spacey with it. That's why I don't, you know, I'm very cautious with edibles. Mm-hmm. Smoke is okay. Smoke is okay because smoke's gonna be gone in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Edible, like if you take too much, you're stuck that way for a couple of hours, you know, usually.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
But apparently it worked out for you.
Worked out for me, man. So I'm geared up for Thursday.
Thursday
is the so if you're listening to this on Wednesday, Thursday is going to be the stand up and Javi Luna stand up and smoke fest at Alexis Event Center here in Corpus Christi, man, from 4:20 to 11:00 at night. We got comedy shows, man.
So food trucks.
We got food trucks, live music.
Yes.
We're trying to get a mechanical bull out there.
What?
We're you know, vendors. You know, it's become a much bigger thing. People are excited about it.
Yes.
Been slinging the tickets. We're like, man, can't wait. So glad we have something like this in town. And you know, man, that wasn't even on my mind. I just wanted to do something fun. You know, the fact that to see people, like, it means something to them, that's even makes it even better. And hopefully, you know, this goes as smoothly as possible, that we can you know, maybe look to try to do something again next year. So I'm excited. Daniel. So if you listen to this, you know, come on out, man.
Come on
out. We kept the ticket price low, you know, for $10, mm-hmm. you know, you can't even get a ticket to one of my shows.
For real.
For $10. And this is not just one comedy show. I made this into a mini single day festival.
Basically,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting a roast battle,
mm-hmm.
which turned out to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like I had 12 comics sign up.
Really?
From all over the state. And from two states away, we had some comedians from Arizona. One of them is actually a roast battle. She has her own roast battle league.
Wow.
And she's... organizes, is in charge of out in Phoenix, I think.
Crazy.
Where they're from in Arizona. They're coming through Texas doing some shows. It's like two or three of them.
Uh-huh.
And one of them's a big fan of mine, he said, and they decided to sign up and come down on Thursday to do that. So I'm excited, man. We got another comic, Big Fred Big Mac Madrigal, another promoter, does shows in Laredo and San Antonio. He's going to come in and do it. And
nice.
It ended up being a really nice roast battle setup. It's early in the day because, you know, someone was like, man, is it really at 5:00? Like, yeah.
It's a festival. You know,
yeah, something's got to go earlier.
yeah.
You know, not everybody can have the prime spot.
Right.
You know? So we're going to do that. It's going to be tournament style, mm-hmm. you know, 12 comics down to there's a champion, single elimination.
I am so excited.
I think that's going to be fun. We got rapper Dapper Don.
Yes.
Man, he's going to be out there doing a little set. We've joined some other local rappers. So if you're into rap, you get a little bit of that, you know, 20, 30 minute set. And then we go into the Joke Pusher Showcase, which is nothing but heavy hitters. Handpicked by me, man. We got Daniel Torres. We got mm-hmm. Scott Ramos from San Antonio. Kiko Villamizar from Austin. From Columbia via Austin. Man, and funny guy. Great musician. And Bill Eves.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Ramone mm-hmm. on there as well. And then, of course, myself. You're going to get a dose of me. I'm not headlining nothing. I'm there all day. All right, you're gonna get plenty of me. All right, and then of course John Cortez band wrapping it up with a Jimi Hendrix tribute, which I can't wait because my job will be done by then, and I get to just jump off stage and vibe out and rock out to the music, man.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. We got food. El Vago Barbecue is going to be out there.
Yes.
Man, El Vago Barbecue from the Trade Center just got their own food truck trailer, man.
So good.
Amazing barbecue, brisket, rice, beans, hamburgers. And then on top of that, you want to talk about hamburgers, man, get the barbecue from Vago, man. Yes. Go over to my boy, Gourmet Jorge.
Yes. Because
this dude makes just... Mm. Monster Creations, man. He's the guy that stuffed one of my tamales inside a hamburger. Or he'll make a kind of salad burger or enchilada. And he's going to have some... He's going to have some infused stuff there, too. So if you're there to partake and party, you can get some of his infused items as well. We also have Fulton Kettle Corn out there, man. And then of course a whole bunch of different vendors.
I am so excited.
It's gonna be fun.
Like so excited. I cannot wait.
Excited. Looking forward to you know putting this on, you know, for the hometown, one time for the hometown, man. And then of course moving on to we haven't been recording this whole time.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got it recorded over there. So maybe we'll just capture it over there.
Well, hello.
There you go. Hopefully that picked us up well enough. I have no idea how long.
20 minutes.
We've been recording. 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So perfect, man. So. This is just, the audio will be what it is, man. I forgot to hit record over here. I've been switching cameras. It started off way too hot for me to go back now. You cannot recreate that magic enough. I could, listen, this is how transparent I am, because I could easily restart that camera over there.
Yeah, you could.
And start here and try to recreate as much of that as possible.
No.
But no, this is the OG podcast in more ways than one.
Ain't that the original, but
keep it authentic, you understand?
Wow, that is funny. I mean.
But anyway. Cinco de Mayo. Gordito, yes. I was getting to the show so we can get to your article.
Uh-huh.
Cinco de Mayo in Austin.
Yes.
Ads are starting to roll out for that. So if you see it, make sure you send it to your friends, man. Even if you're not from San Antonio, you're like, what can I do to help? I guarantee you, if you live in Texas, you all know somebody in San Antonio.
Absolutely.
Just send it to them. Be like, hey, check this dude out. I like him. He's going to be there. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo is a great time. To go out. What are you going to do? You're going to go sit at a Chili's? You're going to go sit on the border?
No.
Drink Marks? We got margaritas over here. Come have a margarita with me, man.
I'm going to go too.
And you are going to be there. Man in the merch booth
I'm
and everything.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, man. So
it's going to be a good time.
De Mayo, man. So those are the two big things they got on the horizon. Plus, you know, other things here and there, man. So... Now, Mrs. Luna, here's the time where I turn to you.
Yes, sir.
And I say, what do you got for me?
Okay, so your article this week. Okay. How sniffing sweat could be helping people's mental health.
Okay.
The article begins, apparently, sniffing the sweat of another person could be a useful way to give your mental health a boost, says a team of Swedish researchers and probably some other people who I'd prefer not to meet.
I'm going to stop you real quick.
Uh-huh.
Cause not to get all racial, but when you read the headline, my mind is just said, it's white people shit. I don't normally go racial. I don't go racial with this. It's not very often that my mind checks put MLK on the fucking shirt. Okay, don't come at me. I don't do racism. I don't do reverse racism. I don't do side to side racism. But when you said. Smelling sweat and mental health, like this is some white people shit.
And then, I was gonna say because I didn't want to get canceled. I was gonna say, uh-huh. And then I thank God right after that you said Sweden, and I'm like, okay, you see, you can't get whiter than Sweden.
Ain't that the truth?
Proceed.
So, these scientists have been conducting experiments on people's armpit sweat to test the theory that smell can activate pathways in the brain linked to emotions that offer a calming outcome. However, before you start bottling up your own supply and attempting to market it as a wellness product, do be aware that these studies are in their very early stages and they haven't yet reached a conclusion.
So, they've only sniffed a few armpits. What is the preliminary stage? Like, is it just like did you just notice, like Bob didn't shower for a couple of days? And you're like, you know what, Bob? I was going to say some shit about you not showering, but recently I've been a little bit more calm. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm not saying causation, correlation. Let's look into it.
You are so right. It's so funny. Okay, so according to the BBC, some of the team's early findings are going to be presented at a medical conference in Paris this week.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you can't get stinkier pits than Paris, baby.
I didn't even consider that.
I mean, this is the play. Hey, those Swedes, man, they know what they're doing. They're like let's fucking find out. You know, you didn't shit dump into the deep end of the pool.
It said, it goes on to say, anything that can provide a positive boost to people's mental health is worth exploring. Mm-hmm. But I'd want to wait for a few more studies and a bit more conclusive proof before I started sniffing other people's armpits to feel better. But that's just perhaps just me. Mm-hmm. So those aren't my words. Those are the article's words. But I totally agree because I'm not sniffing armpits. So this team of Swedish scientists are working on a hypothesis that the scent of a person's sweat might help communicate to their emotional state. Mm-hmm. And so they wonder if people sniffing it can put them in the same mood. Mm-hmm. So before you start harvesting happy people for their sweat, there's lots more tests to get through, but they're making some moves. So this is what they did. Mm-hmm. They started by asking people to donate sweat from their armpits given off after either watching a scary movie or a happy movie. And then they got 48 women who had social anxiety and were willing to smell sweaty samples, receive some more, and also receive more conventional forms of therapy.
So they knew.
Yeah.
They knew they were smelling sweat. They
were,
they didn't like put the sweat like in a gel capsule.
No. No. They knew.
It's a smell. We're just talking about you're smelling it.
Yes, right? you're just smelling it. So they knew they were going to smell it, and they were also going to have conventional therapy too, just in case the smelling didn't work.
Did anybody get a sweat placebo?
Yes.
Like a sweat sleebo? A sweat sleebo? Putting the B-O in placebo.
Oh, no, I got you. I got you.
Stay with me.
So some of the women weren't given actual samples of people's sweat to huff, whereas others got the placebo effect from sniffing clean air. So the experiment appears to have had some success, as results show that socially anxious women who sniffed genuine human sweat responded better to therapy. The lead researcher on this study explained that there was more sweat-related testing to come, but sweat produced while someone was happy had the same effect as someone who had been scared by a movie clip.
So it doesn't matter.
We're
not excreting different pheromones based off of our own emotion.
Exactly.
It's just any sweat.
Any sweat.
Any sweat will do.
Any sweat will do, basically, is what she says.
So there's not going to be like different strains of sweat.
I mean, there might. She says more research.
They're still looking into it.
Yeah. She said more research.
Could you imagine going into a dispensary for some sweat?
Hell no, baby. Be like, okay,
you know, your sweat tender will be there just like at a dispensary. Like, what are you looking for? What do you like?
Not sweat.
Do you like a sativa sweat? Like indica sweat? Maybe a hybrid. This person was neither happy nor sad.
Or scared.
Or scared. They had no emotion whatsoever. This guy had asparagus the night before.
Ew. Ooh, no.
Is this has to do with pheromones, I'm assuming? Is that the same thing? Or is that something different? Because I know like the whole pheromone perfume is like a fad right now.
Oh, is it? It came back now? Mm-hmm. I remember it used to be back in the day. Yeah.
A few years, it comes back like it's...
That's crazy.
Like it's new.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know I'm not sniffing any armpits. That's all I know.
I was going to check it out. I was going to order some.
Pheromones?
See what it did. See, I wasn't going to tell you. I was going to do my own
Your
experiment.
Your own experiment?
I was going to do my own experiment. I said, let me find out. Let me see.
But now I know, so I'll be expecting it.
Oh, I know. Well, maybe you'll forget about it.
I mean, I might. I'm so busy.
You never know. Someday when you can't keep your hands off me.
I mean,
it's
baby.
It's going to be the tiger's blood. What's the one from Weatherman? Sex Panther. Sex Panther. It's got chunks of real panther in it. Smells very pungent. Salting my nose.
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Could
no
you thanks. Imagine, babe? Because Lindsay still got like 4 years before the science fair.
Yes, she does.
She can't enter till third grade. We taking it. First prize with the... The sweat.
Third grade? No, you can enter in kinder.
In kinder?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay, well we're taking shit.
She kinder? Would love
it. Yeah, we're gonna do our sweat, the sweat study. It's gonna be called Don't Sweat It. The effect of human sweat on mental health. Peach. We taking it to the state. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
We're going to be like Rocket Boys.
I love it.
My baby's interested in STEM. Is. She was watching some cartoon about the nervous system.
Oh, was she?
Today.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, she goes, look, I thought she said it's Nerf. Look, Daddy, it's Nerf. And I was like, it's what? Like Nerf, like the gun, like the Nerf guns, like your brother's have. She goes, no, look, Nerf. And I go, and it's Nerf. It's a little cartoon character named Nerf, and he's taking her to the nervous system.
Oh, how
and I was
cute.
All like, oh, that's dope. And then, of course, then like 5 minutes later, she goes, can I watch SpongeBob? I'm like, no, you can't watch SpongeBob. Fucking stupid ass SpongeBob don't teach you shit. Can't watch no goddamn SpongeBob.
I don't think I've ever seen a full episode.
Girl,
of SpongeBob.
I need you to take care of me in my old age.
Oh, I love that she was watching Nerve and the nervous system. Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, and then she watches most of, if it's not just like little girls putting on makeup and stuff, like that's her, she likes that.
But she also listens to cartoons in different languages.
She does. She does love listening to cartoons in different languages. Yes. All sorts of different languages.
Yeah. 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 She's
I don't know how much she understands or doesn't.
Yeah, but she's into it.
Yeah, she likes dancing. She exercises on this. She'll put the dancing videos or the yoga videos on, and I'll go in her room and she's in there doing stretches and stuff like that. So, run with it, babe.
Yeah,
but no SpongeBob. And then, because I've always I get it. Hey, if you're a stoner and you love SpongeBob, that's great. I'm saying it had like that cartoon has like zero educational value whatsoever.
I hated it when the boys watched it.
It's just he's just dumb. Like the whole cartoon is to see how dumb and you know that's fine. Mind numbing humor has its place, not for a kid.
Sure.
Like when you're soaking up so much important stuff, no.
Yeah,
it has to have some type of educational value.
Yeah, no, not for a kid.
For me, and so then she was like, Dada, I need to tell you something bad. I was like, of course, as a parent, you're like, okay, if I can put the phone down, like, what do you got to tell me?
Yeah.
She goes, the music teacher showed us SpongeBob. And I was like, okay. I was like, maybe I've been a little too hard. I was like, it's okay. I'm sure if the teacher showed you a clip on the screen tonight. She goes, and I couldn't look at it. Oh. I go, no, you can look at it. I just don't want you like sitting there watching,
yeah,
you know, an hour of SpongeBob. But if the teacher showed you a clip of SpongeBob, mm-hmm, for music class, I know that he does songs and stuff in there. I'm sure, yeah, there was a reason,
right,
for it.
Right.
And it's okay.
Oh, she said she couldn't watch it. Oh, she's such a good girl.
Yeah, that's right, baby. So what, anything else left on the
sweat? No, that was it.
All right, don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
Nobel Peace Prize, Texas Blue Ribbon winner. Woo! Look out for it, man.
Kinder.
All right, guys. Well, sorry that you ended up with only cell phone audio for the first 20 minutes of this, but I think it was still a good episode regardless, man.
For sure.
Hope y'all got to come out to the festival. If not, come out hopefully next year. Fingers crossed. Of course, Cinco de Mayo in San Antonio. Don't forget to tell some people. Follow the social media. Keep watching the special, man. The clips are still, I haven't posted, and the clips are still going. And I get notifications every day. Oh, this one's got 100,000 likes, 100, this many views, or whatever.
Sweet.
And you know, on different apps, Instagram, it was hitting this weekend. TikTok does its thing. I haven't even looked at the YouTube, but just keep watching it, keep pushing sharing it, man. And I'm gonna keep doing my thing over here. Got a lot of great footage from the El Paso shows. Still waiting to get the footage from Odessa. Mm-hmm. So I got plenty more clips rolling out for y'all.
Nice.
Very, very soon, man. Nice. All right, y'all be good. I'll talk to y'all next time. One love.